What is God's will? That's one of the most frequently asked questions by Christians today. Pastor John Randall has some helpful advice.
How does God confirm His will? He confirms it through the Word of God, number one. God's Word, the Scriptures, through prayer, through counsel of godly people, through circumstances. God just has ways of directing us where He wants us to go. And I've often found that so often in my own life, I bear witness to this because so often in my own life, it's just walking with the Lord and God directs me where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing. As I was in the way, the Lord led me. You know, it's a lot easier to steer a car that's moving than one that's parked.
It's time once again for A Daily Walk with Pastor John Randall. The God who has promised to provide all our needs has also promised to lead us. As the psalmist said, He makes us to lie down in green pastures and leads us to still waters. The difficulty for many today is to live within His provision and to follow His lead. On today's broadcast, we'll hear about a servant who was sent by his master to find a bride for his son. He is given what seemed to be an impossible task. Yet, as he sought the Lord and followed His lead, God graciously provided. We're in Genesis chapter 24.
Verse 5, he asks this question. The servant said to him, "Perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I take your son back to the land from which you came?" But Abraham said, "Beware, you do not take my son back there." And then he said, "The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my family, who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, 'To your descendants I will give this land,' He will send His angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. And if the woman's not willing to follow you, then you'll be released from this oath. Only do not take my son back there." So the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning the matter. Well, that sealed it right there. Thigh to thigh. It's going to happen. But it's an honest question. You want me to go to another land. It's not like I got an 8x10 glossy of Isaac in the distance, you know, looking all ripped. And I'm going to say, "Would you like to marry this guy?" I mean, you know, I'm going to describe him to you, you know. It's not like I get a Photoshop of him, you know, like you just scroll through and like, no, I'm going to have to, "Hi. Where are you from?" "Very far away. Would you like to come marry a man that I'll tell you about on the way?" I mean, it just seems so crazy. I mean, of course you're going to ask, "What if she doesn't want to go with me?" It's a logical question. He says, "Well, then forget it." Forget it. But he said, the Lord's going to send the angel that led me. He led me. Basically, Abraham said, "Listen, God has been faithful to me my whole life. He said that through Isaac, the seed will be blessed. So I know He's going to lead you. You're going to have to trust God the same way I've trusted God. He's led me my whole life. Now you go and you trust Him." And so he tells him that's his response. Abraham looks back at the faithfulness of God in his life and said, "God has led me every single step. He's going to lead you. Now go find a bride for my son." And that was that. And so after this, notice what it says in verse 10. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, for all his master's goods were in his hand. And he arose, and he went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels kneel down outside the city by a well of water at evening time when women go out to draw water. Now you'll notice that he takes all of this with him. And the reason? It was a long journey. I mean, this wasn't like just around the block. This would encompass thousands of miles and several months. That's how long it's going to take you to go find this woman where Abraham is from. So he packs it up and he takes the camels and he makes his way down there. Fast forward, he ends up there. He's now outside the city. And while he's there, he has the camels kneel down. And then he prays like the biggest prayer of trusting God. This is a big prayer. All right, look at this prayer. Look at this prayer, verse 11. Here's his prayer after he made his camels kneel down. Verse 12, and then he said, "O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day. Show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of men are coming out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, 'Please let down your pitcher that I may drink,' and she says, 'Drink, and I will also give your camels a drink,' let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac, and by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master." Whoa, that's a big prayer. I mean, what if she's not good looking? I mean, what do you see? Oh, I'm going to take that prayer back, Lord. What I meant to say was, Like she smiles and she doesn't have any teeth. I mean, yes, I'll get water here, Camel's like, oh. never mind. Sorry. They're not thirsty. We're good. So he's in town. Here's what I want to tell you. Listen. He puts himself in a place where God can work. I mean, he's there. He doesn't know what to expect next. I mean, what do you expect him to say? Like, so he just prays. God, show me what to do. He did the right thing. He prayed. He asked the Lord, Lord, show me. What am I supposed to do? I want to walk in obedience to the master's command, but I don't know what's going to happen next. So I need divine guidance. And that's really what he's asking for. Guys, listen, as we move forward in being directed by the Lord, we move forward in prayer. Every step, like, Lord, what now? What do you want me to do next? Trusting in God, walking and believing that he's going to lead and guide. How important that is. To trust in him. The Bible says in Colossians, for example, chapter 4, verse 2, it says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. So this guy is just vigilantly, Lord, like, please, the one that comes out and I tell her to get camels the water too, could this be the one? Well, now he's waiting for confirmation. He doesn't know. Here she comes. What's going to happen? Wow. Well, verse 15, I know you're on the edge of your seat. It happened before, listen to this. Before he had finished speaking, he's not even done with his prayer. Behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her pitcher on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold. Woo, that was close. So far, so good. So far, she's also pure. No man had known her. And she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, please let me drink a little water from your pitcher. So she said, drink, my lord. Then she quickly let her pitcher down to her hand and gave him a drink. And when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels also until they have finished drinking. That's what I prayed. That's what I prayed for. Oh, wow. Listen, he prays this before he finished speaking. This is so wonderful to me. Before the prayer was even out his mouth, there she was. And this is so encouraging to me because I realize I can rest in that. I give it to you and I trust that you're going to show me what I'm supposed to do and when you want me to do it and how you want me to go about it. And nothing just so happened. She was there. He was there. Right time, right moment, camels and all at the well. It's her. And he runs to meet her. I like that. He runs to it. It's not like, wow, I want to be him. Maybe it's not really. I'm not sure. He's trusting God. He prayed. He's going for it. Okay. Shut the door, Lord. Close it on me if this isn't you. And so he goes and then asked for a drink. She gave him a drink, but then she also offered to water the camels. Now, this, you got to understand how truly amazing this is because Rebecca is doing what the servant prayed would be done. And the camel, I don't know if you know about this, but you know there were 10 camels there. A typical camel can drink up to 25 gallons of water. And in the ancient world, a common water jar held at least 3 gallons. The wells in those days, if you've seen them, they're very deep. A lot of them, you have to walk down the side to get water and then come back up and then walk back down. And that's where you get the water. So imagine now, she goes down to the well to get water for these camels, comes back up the steps. I mean, imagine how much time is involved in this. Maybe 1 to 2 hours. I don't know if she's going to give them all a drink. Are they all just going to get one sip? She's going to drink. They're going to give them all. She's going to. So they're all watered. That's a lot of water for camels. But while this is happening, while she's getting water, the servant is getting excited. He's probably trying to contain himself because verse 21, and the man, wondering at her, remained silent so as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous. He's stunned, but he wants to be sure. He doesn't want to just jump to conclusions. He's like, oh man, this is what I prayed for. And this is what I asked God to do. Oh, I don't know if that's the Lord, you know. Have you ever done that? You ever prayed and asked God for something and God did it and then you thought, I don't know if that's you. Why wouldn't it be him? You asked him to do it. And he did. Anyway, he's wondering. He's waiting. He's remaining silent. I think that's good until God confirms it. Don't just blurt it out your mouth. Wait. Make sure it's the Lord. Don't just... Verse 22. So it was when the camels had finished drinking that the man took a golden nose ring weighing half a shekel and two bracelets on her wrists weighing 10 shekels of gold and said, whose daughter are you? Tell me, please. Is there room in your father's house for us to lodge? And she said to him, I'm the daughter of Bethuel, Milcah's son, whom she bore to Nahor. Moreover, she said to him, we have both straw and feed enough and room to lodge. Then the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. Well, what? This is amazing. By the way, this is the proper response. When God answers, when God, you should, Lord, I worship you. Whether he answers the way you wanted or he doesn't, I worship you. I mean, he bows down. He can't believe God is answering his prayer. And he bows down and he worships the Lord. And then, not only did he do that, but then he gives glory to God. In verse 27, he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master. Listen to this. Please mark this. I have this on the bottom of my Bible. As for me, being on the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. So the young woman ran and told her mother's household these things. He was on the way, and God led him where he was supposed to be. He was moving, and God was directing. That's really important. Well, I'm just going to wait for God to just, you know, knock on my door before I, you know, I'm going to wait for a job to call me before I send out resumes. See how that goes. I'm going to wait. You know, like, no, hey, why don't you move? Like, start moving. Like, do something. Do, you know, put one foot in front of the other. Take steps of faith. Knock on doors. God will confirm it. God will make it clear. How does God confirm his will? He confirms it through the word of God, number one. God's word, the scriptures, through prayer, through counsel of godly people, through circumstances. God just has ways of directing us where he wants us to go. And I've often found that so often in my own life, I bear witness to this because so often in my own life, it's just walking with the Lord and God directs me where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing. As I was in the way, the Lord led me. You know, it's a lot easier to steer a car that's moving than one that's parked. I mean, literally. So are you, what, I mean, are you trusting God? I mean, are you walking in faith? Are you taking steps of faith? He just blesses the Lord and says, as I was in the way, God led me. God was guiding and directing me, and he gives glory to God. And I'll say this, there comes a point when God will require you to step out in faith. He'll require it. You can read all the books, pray all the prayers, attend all the meetings, and then at some point, you're going to have to actually step out. You're going to have to actually step out. It's just, God will tell you everything he's going to tell you. I can tell you in the life of faith that my wife and I have lived, God has given us things and confirmed things, and we're like, oh, I don't know if that's the Lord. Maybe one more thing. Oh, I don't know if that's the Lord. Maybe one more thing. No, you know, that's the Lord. Now step out. You know, go already. Do it. And then you step out and you realize, oh, it is him. But there comes that point. God's confirming it. God's making it clear. And I love how he does that. So this girl takes off. Nose ring in her nose. Bracelets on her hand. She says, I mean, I'm curious how much two shekels weighed, but she's going. She's running home from the well. And notice when she gets home, now Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban. And Laban ran out to meet the man by the well. And so it came to pass when he saw the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's wrists, when he had heard the words of his sister Rebekah saying, thus the man spoke to me, that he went to the man and there he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, O blessed of the Lord. Why do you stand outside? I have prepared the house and a place for your camels. You notice that God had prepared a place for them. Interesting. Just a side note here. I don't want to go too deep into it. I just want to make a point here. Rebekah came out and she received gifts. And she showed and demonstrated these gifts, revealed them to her family. And when they saw the gifts that she was given, they then came out and were interested and met. There was something about the gifts that she was given that drew them together. And there's a beautiful picture here, and I won't go too in depth here on this, but I will say, I do believe that when the Church of Jesus Christ, when the bride is operating in, living in the Spirit, the gifts are on display, that the world takes notice. People see, people are drawn because of the fact that we're walking in those gifts. The bride is adorned with the gifts given to her, well, from the Father. And there is something that the world takes notice of when it's authentic, when it's genuine, when it's real, that draws them, that makes them question, that invites them in. Not when it's confusing and bizarre and out of control or out there, but when it's real, when it's done in decency and in order, as the Bible says. There's something about the gifts when the bride of Christ is adorned in the gifts that makes the world go, what is that? Where, how do we find out about that? Well, just a side note there. Just a little, just think about it. Now, verse 29, Rebekah had a brother, we said that, whose name was Laban. Invites him in. Verse 32, then the man came to the house and he unloaded the camels, provided straw, feed the camels, water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him. Food was set before him. And he said, I will not eat until I've told you about my errand. He said, speak on. And he goes on. He starts telling the whole story all over. He testifies now. I'm Abraham's servant. The Lord blessed my master greatly. He's become great. He's given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, female servants and camels and donkeys. Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when he was old, and to him he was given all that he had. And my master made me swear, saying, you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell, but you shall go to my father's house and to my family and take a wife for my son. I told my master, well, perhaps the woman won't follow me. And he said to me, the Lord before whom I walk, he'll send his angel with you and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife for my son from my family and from my father's house. You'll be clear from this oath when you arrive among my family, for if they won't give her to you, well, then you will be released from the oath. There's the story. But then he goes on. And this day, listen, I came to the well, and I said, now he has a testimony. I came to the well, and I prayed, O Lord God, master Abraham, if you will not now prosper the way in which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water. It shall come to pass that when the virgin comes out to draw water, I will say to her, give me a little water from your pitcher to drink. And she says to me, drink, and I will draw for your camels also, let her be the woman whom the Lord had appointed for my master's son. But before I had finished speaking in my heart, there was Rebekah coming out with her pitcher on her shoulder. She went down to the well and drew water. And I said to her, please let me drink. And she made haste, let her pitcher down on her shoulder and said, drink, and I'll give your camels drink also. So I drank, and she gave my camels a drink also. And then I asked her, whose daughter are you? And he said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, Milcah bore me, etc. And then I put the nose ring in her nose and the bracelets on her wrist, and I bowed my head and I worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord of my master Abraham, who has led me in the way of truth to take the daughter of my master's brother for his son. Now, if you will deal kindly, truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, and I will turn to the, I will not turn to the right hand or to the left. Wow. Now he just retells the whole story. Let me tell you how it went down. You guys got to hear this. This is what happened. He has a testimony to share of God's faithfulness. And this is what happened. I'm here and I want her to be the bride of my master's son. What do you think about that? That's a big question. That's a big ask. Well, what would be the response? I don't know. Maybe next week. No, let's finish it. Come on. We're hanging in there. We're almost through. It's really getting good. Would she go? Would she not? Tune in next time. No, listen. It says here, then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, notice what they say. This thing comes from the Lord. Wow. We cannot speak to you either bad or good. I mean, isn't it amazing when God's leading you and God's directing you and you're following his steps and you don't know exactly, but he's guiding you and people recognize, you know what? That's the Lord. Only God could do that. Only Jesus could do that. There is no way you could have made that happen. Oh, that's the Lord. Oh, what wonderful confirmation from these people who don't even know him. That's the Lord. We can't say either bad or good. Here's Rebekah before you. Take her and go. Let her be your master's son's wife as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass when Abraham's servant heard this or heard their words that he worshiped the Lord, bowing to the earth. And the servant brought out jewelry and silver and gold and clothing and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave precious things to her brother and to her mother, he and the men who were with him. And they ate and they drank and they stayed all night. Then they rose in the morning and he said, send me away to my master. Ah, but her brother and her mother said, well, let the young woman stay with us a few days, at least 10, and then she can go. And he said, don't hinder me. since the Lord has prospered my way and sent me away so that I may go to my master. So they said, well, we'll call the young woman. We'll ask her personally. So then they called Rebekah and said to her, will you go with this man? She said, I'll go. And so they went away, Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, oh, our sister, may you become the mother of thousands, of 10,000s, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate you. And Rebekah and her maids arose, and they rode on camels, and they followed the man. So the servant took Rebekah and departed. Now Isaac came from the way of Be'er La'eroi, for he dwelt in the south. Verse 63, and it says, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening, and he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming. Verse 64, then Rebekah lifted her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel, and she said to the servant, who is this man? Who is this man walking in the field to meet us? The servant said, it's my master. So she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother's tent, took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her. And so Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. I mean, just a powerful, powerful story. I mean, just to see the way that God provided. And Abraham had this confidence that the servant would be led. And the servant didn't know how he would be led, but he also was learning to trust in God and discovering God's will. And he was looking for confirmation. God, please make it clear to me. Show me. And God made it clear and directed him and confirmed it. And there were others that could see, this is the Lord. This isn't just something you came up with or you can, you know, no, this is God. It's obvious, it's evident. Other people bore witness to it. And I think that's important with the will of God as well. And then the fact that Rebekah, by faith, never seen Isaac, has no idea what he looks like, is willing to go. And by faith, she goes. And she wasn't disappointed. Isn't that wonderful? Her man was meditating in the field. That's beautiful. Guys, listen. Fellas, ladies, it doesn't say that Isaac was out looking around. Need to find me a woman, you know? No, he said he was meditating in the field. I just picture him just praying, just resting in the Lord. You know, God knew his need and he brought Rebekah to him, and Rebekah, you know, like, and it, she wasn't disappointed because this was God's choice.
God's choices for us are always best, and he's the best matchmaker around. You're listening to A Daily Walk and part of our study in Genesis from pastor and Bible teacher John Randall. You can request the CD, which contains what you just heard and more, for a cost of just $5. Call toll-free 877-242-0828 or go online to adailywalk.org. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you might want to download the Calvary South OC app. This is a great way to listen to Pastor John's studies on your mobile device. Again, go to adailywalk.org or do a search for Calvary South OC. Since 1956, In God We Trust has been the official model of the United States. You'll even find it on our currency. It's a powerful reminder that we, the people of this nation, should be putting our trust in the one true God. Well, today we'd like to make special mention of a super cool t-shirt with that phrase, In God We Trust, boldly displayed on the front, and United We Stand on the back. And this month we're offering it for the reduced price of $16 to our A Daily Walk listeners. Normally it's $20. So call us right now at 877-242-0828 or order online at adailywalk.org. And please remember, we are listener supported, so if you could include a little extra, that would be greatly appreciated and go straight into ministry. Here at A Daily Walk, we're committed to the verse-by-verse teaching of God's Word with the hope it will help you in your daily walk. You can donate online at adailywalk.org. Or again, call us 877-242-0828. You know, Pastor John loves to read listener letters and emails, so let him know you're listening and what you're getting out of these studies. He would be so encouraged. Our email address is adailywalk@gmail.com. We'll mark this spot in Genesis and join us next time when we'll pick up right where we left off here on A Daily Walk with John Randall, where you never have to walk alone. This is a presentation of Calvary South OC.